G'day, this is Nurki with another AboveTopSecret.com member podcast. This time we're playing to Magic's podcasting workshop in the BTS talk feed. When I was listening to Magic's podcast, I noticed that he said, or you can reply offline. I like to ask the question, how do you reply offline when the website's online as well? Isn't making a podcast usually offline and then you upload it onto the internet? On the topic of who to aim the podcast at, I also listen to podcasts on my iPod on the train, and sometimes I can be seen screaming out in response to some of the podcasts and confusing the living daylights out of the fellow train passengers. So if you take the Glen Waverley and Sydenham lines in Melbourne, watch out for a guy listening to his iPod with long hair and screaming a lot. But a bit of idea on this topic of aiming towards people listening to their iPod on the train and other public transport. I noticed that in your podcast you mention exactly which feed you're going into. I've noticed that on my iPod it throws everything into the same podcast page, and it's a real bugger of a thing to try and organise which podcasts go into which specific playlist when you run it in iTunes, as you have to drag and drop it into a new playlist every time you want to download a new podcast and put it into a specific feed. Otherwise, it'll get thrown into the same podcast listing as every other podcast that you've downloaded. And given that I have almost every single podcast that's been uploaded to AboveTopSecret.com in my podcasts page in iTunes, it's nearly impossible to find the new podcasts. So before I go, I have to throw everything into new playlists before I want to listen to them on my iPod without getting absolutely confused. And another thing, that when podcasts have really long names, such as what I'm looking at now in the podcast forum, the one of BTS Talk, Russian Fishing Boat Electron Kidnapped Two Norwegian Inspectors, that entire name doesn't fit into the podcast, doesn't fit into the playlist name in the iPods. I've got one of the third gen iPods, which is before the Nano and the iPod Mini, and the ones before the ones with the new graphics and the U2 and all that. So it can only really fit 20 something characters on the screen before it starts showing a series of dots to say that there's more file name. So people might need to try and consider keeping the file name or the podcast title a little bit shorter so that it's easier to list them in the playlist for the podcasts. And when replies come in, it puts the reply name at the end, so you don't know exactly which reply you're looking at. You have to scroll through the different ones to find the reply you're looking for. And the next topic that I noticed in Magic's podcasting workshop was that he decided to skip over some of the ideas about the filters. This is a request for Magic to please go into lots of detail about the filters that you use to get rid of background noise, because I've noticed that in my own podcast there seems to be a fair bit of background noise, which I'm assuming comes from the fans on my computers. And because I live in a concrete room, it might echo, but I have absolutely no idea how to get rid of that, because I'd really like to make my podcasts clearer, like Magic's are, instead of a little bit blurry like they seem to be. And I'd also like to be able to have smaller file sizes without a huge loss of quality because of compression. And I noticed that when I try to compress them into extremely small file sizes, it gets this weird kind of zing, 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 zing whenever I talk in a high tone or whenever there's a loud pinging noise on the microphone. Well, this is Nurki ending the podcast reply to Magic's podcasting workshop on the BTS talk feed. Infinite Drop.